and had already launched a civil claim against both the city and county, seeking millions of dollars in damages for the many long years during which he was falsely incarcerated. In this day of non-stop media cycles, he had a never-ending forum and was using it to elevate himself to folk hero status. When he finally walked out of prison, he too would be a celebrity. Knowing as little as I did about the case and the details, I was of the impression that he was an innocent man who had been subjected to a quarter century of torture and that he deserved whatever he could get for it. Unless... "What do you know that I don't know?" I asked. "And that the Los Angeles Times doesn't know?" William smiled smugly and leaned forward across the table to deliver his answer. "All Jessup established with the help of the GJP is that his DNA was not on the victim's dress," he said. "As the petitioner, it was not up to him to establish who it did come from."
"So you ran it through the databanks?"
Williams nodded.
"And we got a hit."
He offered nothing else.
"Well, who was it?"
"I'm not going to reveal that to you unless you come on board the case. But I will say that I believe our findings lead to a trial tactic that could neutralize the DNA question, leaving the rest of the case and the evidence pretty much intact. DNA was not needed to convict him the first time. We won't need it now."
"Then why don't you prosecute him?" I asked.
"Why come to me? You have 300 able lawyers working for you. I can think of one you've got stuck up in the Van Nuys office who would take this case in a heartbeat."
"Because this prosecution can't come from within the DA's office. I'm sure you have read or heard the allegations. There's a taint on this case, and it doesn't matter that there isn't one goddamn lawyer working for me who was around back then. I still need to bring in an outsider. That's why I want you, Mickey. You're a well-known and respected criminal defense attorney. I think the public will trust you to be independent in this matter and will therefore trust and accept the conviction you'll win in this case."
While I was staring at Williams, a waiter came to the table to take our order. Without ever breaking eye contact with me, Williams told him to go away. "I haven't been paying a lot of attention to this," I said. "Who's Jessup's defense attorney?"
"He hasn't hired defense counsel because, quite frankly, he's expecting us to drop this whole thing. But he's got a surprise coming," Williams said. "We're going to bring him down here and retry him. He did it, Mickey, and that's all you really need to know. There's a little girl who's still dead, and that's all any prosecutor needs to know. Take the case. Do something for your community and for yourself."
I dropped my eyes to the linen tablecloth and thought about his last words. For a moment, I involuntarily conjured the image of my daughter sitting in a courtroom and watching me stand for the people instead of the accused. "Obviously, I can't pay you your rate, but if you take this on, I don't think you'll be doing it for the money anyway. I can give you an office and a secretary, and I can give you whatever science and forensics you need. The very best of every... I don't want an office in the DA's office. I would need to be independent of that. I have to be completely autonomous."
"Fine.
And if I do this, I pick second chair and my own investigator out of the LAPD. People I can trust. In or outside my office for your second?"
"I would need someone inside."
"Then I assume we're talking about your ex-wife."
"That's right, if she'll take it.
And if somehow we get a conviction out of this thing, you pull her out of Van Nuys and put her downtown in major crimes where she belongs."
"All right. You win and she's in. We have a deal."
He reached his hand across the table and I shook it. He smiled, but I didn't.
"Mickey Haller, for the people," he said. "Has a nice ring to it."
Harry Bosch stepped up to the front counter of the district attorney's office on the 18th floor of the criminal courts building. He gave his name and said he had a 10 a.m. appointment with District Attorney Gabriel Williams.
"Actually, your meeting is in conference room A," said the receptionist after checking a computer screen in front of her. "They're expecting you."
Bosch came to the door marked conference room A, knocked once, and heard a female voice say, "Come in." He entered and saw a woman seated by herself at an 8-chaired table, a spread of documents, files, photos, and a laptop computer in front of her. She was attractive with dark, curling hair framing her face.